This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to a new episode of The Magnificent Seven. Those seven great people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them in the hadith which Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu related, that the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, said, seven are whom Allah will put them in His shade in the Day of Judgment, where is no shade except Allah's shade. A just ruler, a man or a youth who grew up with the worship of Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the masjids, two persons love and meet and depart from each other for the sake of Allah, a man who an extremely beautiful woman seduce him, he rejects her offer by saying, I fear Allah, a person who gives in charity and conceal it to the extent that his left hand will not know what his right hand is giving, a person who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes well up. My brothers and sisters, today we'll talk about the sixth category, the one who gives and gives and gives to the extent his left hand will not know what his right hand is giving. In one narration, that he will conceal it until his left hand will not know what his right hand is giving. So this is a sign of that the person is giving his sadaqah in secret, that even his left hand, which is so close to his right hand, will not know what he is giving. This one narration. But in another narration, it doesn't say that he conceal it. It says that he give his charity, and his left hand will not know what his right hand giving. Some ulama said, this give another meaning. It means he gives a lot. He gives a lot. He gives and gives and gives until his left hand side or left hand will not know what is his right hand giving, because he giving so much. He giving a lot. And the correct opinion actually among the scholars, that both meanings apply to the hadith. That he conceal it sometimes, so the left hand wouldn't know. And he will give so much, and also the left hand wouldn't know what his right hand giving. So it's a figurative speech showing that this person gives for the sake of Allah a lot, and he give it in secret. That leads the scholars to have the discussion, which one is better? To give your sadaqah in public or in secret? Some people think in secret always better than giving it in public. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن تبدو الصدقات فنعمه. If you give your sadaqah in public, this is something good. And if you conceal it and give it in secret to the people who are poor, it is better. But the ulama have discussed this issue, and they have different opinions about that. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah said that the obligatory sadaqah, which is the zakat, giving it in public in front of people, better. Why? Because you have no favor by giving somebody from your zakat. The zakat that you give, you don't do any favor to anybody by giving him the zakat. Because the zakat money is not your money. It's the poor man, the poor people's money. That's why the ulama said, let's say for several years you didn't give zakat. Then you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and now you want to start over. The ulama said, You have to give the zakat of all these years, because that money belonged to the fuqara, belonged to the people of the zakat, to the poor people in the community. There is no favor in giving them from the zakat. This is their right. This is their right in your money. It's not like the salat. If you miss the salat and you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start over, or maybe you miss some of the obligatory things or things from the good deeds. You don't need to practice in the past. And the moment you start, you repent to Allah and you start practicing it, you don't need to make it up. But zakat is different, because this is the right of the faqir, the right of the faqir, the poor person. Anyway, so no, he said giving the zakat in public is better than give it in secret. But giving the sadaqah, which is the voluntarily donation, the donation which is not obligated to you, like the extra money that you give for the sake of Allah. No, he said giving it in secret is better. Other ulama said other opinion, and it seems to be, to me, it's more stronger. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said that. He said, it depends about the situation. If the situation requires from you to give your sadaqah in public, so giving it in public will be better than giving it in secret. Exactly like the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will help me to prepare Jaysh al-Usra, the army which is going towards Tabuk? And in that time, people, they don't have much money. So Uthman, in front of everybody, stand up and said, I will take care of 100 camels. 100 camels. He did that in public to encourage people to donate in a time where people might not be capable of doing much of donation. In another incident, when people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged people to donate for those poor people who came to visit him in Medina, a man came with handful of food, and he carrying some clothes that extend some of the food, or some of the clothes falling from the sides. Then he put it in front of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Ya Rasulallah, that's what I can offer, in front of everybody. The moment he did that, everybody started bringing food and clothes from his house. And Nabi ﷺ was so happy, and he praised that man who started, because he did that in public, that led other people to donate. So if you're in fundraising, for example, and you want to put your sadaqah in public so you encourage other people to donate as well, this is something good and something great. And always the Muslim should give some in secret and some in public. Some in public. My brothers and sisters, a sadaqah, zakat also been called in Quran sadaqah. And sadaqah comes from the word sidq, which is something, it means the truth. Because it shows the true you. The donation that you give for the sake of Allah, it shows the true of you. It shows you really how much you can control your love for the money. As we talked in the previous episode about that, that person who control his lust, control his sexual lust, now we're talking about another desire in the human being, which is the love for money, the love for wealth. If you able to control this as well, which is another great fitna the person go through in this dunya, he is a hero. He is, or she is, a great man or a great woman, a great believer who can control this desire. Sadaqah and donation, donating for the sake of Allah, it's not something occasionally, brothers and sisters. It's not related to some members in the community and other members, they're not supposed to donate. Some people think that sadaqah only related to the rich people in the community. Do you know that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Bilal, and he's poor, he wasn't a rich man, he told Bilal, "Anfiq ya Bilal wa la takhsha min dil arshi iqlala." Donate, Bilal, donate for the sake of Allah, and don't be afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you, will not give you. That's why you see even the poor members of the community used to give donations. And giving for the sake of Allah, it's something Al-Islam encourage the people to practice. Al-Islam wants you always to be the upper hand, to be the giver before you being the taker. You be the upper hand, not the lower hand. It is sad when you look at the Muslims today, word that they always stretch their hand to beg and to ask, beg and ask other countries to donate for them, to give them, to support them financially, to give them money. And they are not self-sufficient. We should be the one who gives other. We should be the one who support other. We be the one who should always support and donate for the good causes more than any other. And alhamdulillah, there are so many countries and individual and community are very, very generous. I have to witness that. I witnessed that myself. I saw other community than our community. When they donate, they don't donate as much as we do. Walillah alhamd. But we want this to be the habit of every Muslim, that he donate for the sake of Allah. He gives for the sake of Allah, because this is one of the clear signs of Iman, that he gives for the sake of Allah, because he believes that this money belongs to Allah. This wealth belongs to Allah. And the one who gives me, he ordered me to give also and to share what I have with others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reimburse me. Allah will pay me back whatever I spend for his cause. That's why the ulama said that when you don't give for the sake of Allah, it means that you don't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay you back. As if you don't have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord. March, run to seek and to achieve the forgiveness of your Lord and for a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for al-muttaqeen, the pious one. Those who spend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause, who spend in Allah's cause in the time of prosperity, the time of ease, and the time of adversity. When it's hard, when there is no much money you have, you give in both situations. Not only when you're on a good economy, mashallah, I have a lot of money, I have a lot of income, the return tax came back, and I got extra income this month, then I can think about donation. No, in all times they give. In ease time and when it's hard to give. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears. In each ear, there is 700 grains. Seven ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah give and multiply that more and more. Yani one dollar you spend for the sake of Allah, for instance, Allah multiply this to 700 and even more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply as much as He want for people. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, when a person donate even as much as a date, Allah will take it from him and will make it grow until it will be like a mountain. The weight of it will be like a mountain in his skill in the day of judgment. Now we'll take a break and we'll come back soon, inshallah.
As everyone knows, today Arabic is considered as very important, very significant language. How can we produce the sound, the state of voicing, place of articulation, and manner of articulation?
So in Arabic, the words which are written are pronounced.
We will learn how to write and pronounce Arabic letters correctly in depth. Explanation via board and presentation with many other important factors.
And we have today more than 300 million people speak Arabic language.
not only in the Middle East, but you can find a lot of people speak Arabic language in Asia, Europe, North America, and in South America.
What are you waiting for? Grab your notebook and pencil and stay tuned for Learn Arabic at Hoda TV.
Welcome back to continue our discussion about those who gives for the sake of Allah and gives to the extent their left hand will not know what the right hand is giving. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, من تصدق بعدل تمرة من كسب حلال. Whoever will donate for the sake of Allah, even as much as a date, a single date, but he earned that from halal, from lawful sources, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it with his right hand, will accept that good deeds from him, and he will take it and he will increase it. He will increase it. يَتَقَبَّلُهَا اللَّهُ بِيَمِينِهِ وَيُرَبِّيهَا لَهُ. He will increase it and make it bigger and bigger and multiply it and plus it until it will become like a mountain, as if he donate a mountain, or as if he donate an amount of gold equal to the weight of a mountain. And imagine the amount of gold, for example, or money that you donate in the beginning was as much as the weight of a date. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn it to be like as much as the weight of a mountain, as if you donate that much of money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith reported by al-Bukhari wa Muslim. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that doing good to others, helping them financially, giving them giving them what they need, supporting them, what we call it, sana'i' al-ma'ruf, doing good to others, that will prevent you from any terrible death. Taqi masari' as-su', may Allah protect all of us, to die in an accident, car accident, or somebody drawn in the water, or airplane crash, or something like terrible like that, or with a very bad end, like in a, not in a proper places, or with a very bad death. Donations will protect the person from such destiny. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayyuma Muslim kasa Musliman thawban min uri." كَسَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ خُضُرِ الْجَنَّةِ. Any Muslim will give another Muslim clothes to cover him so he can wear it, because he can't find anything to wear. That Muslim, he or she, couldn't find anything to wear, and another Muslim donate clothes for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person in the Day of Judgment in Jannah clothes from the paradise. From the paradise. وَأَيُّمَا مُسْلِمْ أَطْعَمَ مُسْلِمًا مِنْ جُوعٍ أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ثِمَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. And any Muslim will feed another Muslim food, and that Muslim hungry, you feed a hungry Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed you from the fruits of Jannah. وَأَيُّمَا مُسْلِمْ سَقَى مُسْلِمًا سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الرَّحِيقِ الْمَخْتُومِ. رواه الإمام أحمد. And any Muslim will give water to another Muslim and give him water so he can drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person who gave the water to his brother a water from al-Rahiq al-Makhtum, the nectar seal, in Jannah, reported by Imam Ahmad. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the best deeds, afdal al-a'mal, sururan tudkhiluhu ala akhik al-Muslim, that you make your brother or your sister happy. تقضي عنه دينا, to pay his debt off. أو تطعمه خبزا, you bring bread for him so he can eat. This hadith reported by Ibn Abi Dunya, and it is Hassan, and also reported by Al-Bayhaqi and narrated by Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, السَّاعِي عَلَى الْأَرْمَلَةِ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. السَّاعِي عَلَى الْأَرْمَلَةِ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. The one who support and look after the orphan and the poor people. كَالْمُجَاهِدِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. أو كقائم الليل والنهار, like the one who spends all the night praying and all the day fasting, all the days fasting. He's like a person who is mujahid fi sabilillah, the one who struggle in the for the sake of Allah in the battle with the Muslim army. He's equal to that person just by looking after the orphaned members in our community or in his community. The Prophet ﷺ told his companions once about a man was traveling in the desert, and he saw a cloud full of rain, and he was expecting the rain. You know, when you're in the desert, you're looking for water. Then all of a sudden he heard a voice, and that voice saying to the rain, don't rain here, don't rain in this spot, move to so and so person's garden. The man said, oh, and he was shocked that to hear somebody saying, ordering the cloud to move to somebody's garden and to rain over there. He said, I start following the cloud until I reach a garden, like a farm on the spot. I found a garden and I found a person there. And I approached him. He said, what's your name? He said, my name so-and-so. Exactly the same name I heard in the sky. And I told him, I ask you by Allah, what do you do with your garden? He said, what do you mean? He said, I heard your name been mentioned in the sky, and the cloud been ordered to go to your garden, and the rain goes to your garden. Then he said, if this is the case, I will tell you. Whatever fruit I collect from this garden, I divide these fruits 3/3. The first third go to the poor member in our community. The second third for me and my family. And the third part, I sell it, and I use this money to to fix my garden. So I'll keep my garden in a good shape. He donated 1/3 of his income for the sake of Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this rain to his garden. And this hadith is an authentic hadith reported by Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, feed the hunger, give food to people, at'imu at'am, spread salam, afshu salam, spread salam among people, then you will enter Jannah with peace. تدخل الجنة بسلام, reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ibn Hibban also reported, he said, in Jannah there is rooms, and these rooms are so beautiful. There is rivers run beneath these rooms. These rooms made for those who will give the poor people food, who will feed the hunger, the hungry people. It's not only in Ramadan that we serve and give people food. It should be something we're practicing during the year. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, start with the one you are responsible of. ابدأ بمن تعول. You should provide for your family members before you provide to anybody else, for your relatives before you give somebody else, for your neighbors before you go farther, for your friends before you think about somebody far away, to the poor people in your community, to the poor people in your country before you go farther. ابدأ بمن تعول الأقرب فالأقرب. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always the upper hand better than the lower hand, the giver better than the taker. And this hadith reported by Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, it's not about how much you donate. It's about the feeling. It's about that feeling that you have that you give. Even if you give a little bit, even if you give a little bit. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, سَبَقَ دِرْهَمْ أَلْفُ دِرْهَمْ. One dirham might be better than 1,000 dirham. How is that? The person who has one dirham, he donated while he's sincere. But the person who donated 1,000, he wasn't sincere. That's one way to understand it. Another way to understand this hadith also, that the person who donated one dirham, he might only have 2 dirham or 3 dirhams. So he donates half of his money, or third of his money, or fourth of his money. But the one who donates 1,000 dirham, he has millions. So 1,000 means nothing for him. It's not about how much you donate. It's about the feeling that you need to give, that you have to give. My brother and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرَّ وَعَلَانِيَ. Those who give for the sake of Allah in the day and in the night, in secret, in public. So it's something daily. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every day Allah sent two angels to the earth. The first one will say, اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا. Every day. كل يوم. Oh Allah, give those who spend for the sake of you a replacement. ويقول الآخر, the other one would say, وأعطي ممسكا تلفا. And those who do not donate will hold their hand tight. They will not give for the sake of Allah. Oh Allah, destroy their wealth. An angel making dua against you. You don't want to be among those people who angel will make dua against them in the morning. Brothers and sisters, this is not only once a month. It's every day. That's why the narrator of this hadith, Rawi al-Hadith, said, when I heard this hadith, I used to donate every day something. Sometimes a cookie, an onion, give to my neighbors, a sandwich. Just give anything for the sake of Allah. A little bit, but make it something consistent. There are so many ahadith in the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah showing us the importance of giving for the sake of Allah and showing the virtues of donation. The Prophet ﷺ said, دَاوُ مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. One of the way to heal the sick one that you have, or if you have anybody who is sick and you want to heal him, one of the way to do that is to donate for the sake of Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal that person because of your donation. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, if the woman is spent for the sake of Allah from her husband's money without harming her husband, without causing any problem to her husband's income or to the budget of the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give her a reward similar to her husband. Because some sister said, Shaykh, I don't have any income. I don't earn any money. So if I use my husband's money, will I be rewarded for that? Yes, you will be rewarded for that. And what the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith reported by al-Bukhari wa Muslim, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. You know, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. Who is he that will lend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a goodly loan? I always thought about this. Why Allah called this loan? When you give somebody loan, it means he will pay you back. Whenever you give sadaqah, it's like a loan. You give it to Allah. And no doubt Allah will pay you back. Allah will pay you back. And guess what? Not the same amount you give. It's way more than what you give. With this, I will leave you with these thoughts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who donate for the sake of Allah. Especially when we see around us so many people who are poor, who needs our help, who needs our kindness, our support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Like the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will help me to prepare Jaysh al-Usra, the army which is going towards Tabuk? And in that time, people, they don't have much money. So Uthman, in front of everybody, stand up and said, I will take care of 100 camels. 100 camels. He did that in public to encourage people to donate in a time where people might not be capable of doing much of donation. In another incident, when people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged people to donate for those poor people who came to visit him in Medina. A man came with handful of food, and he carrying some clothes that extend some of the food or some of the clothes falling from the sides. Then he put it in front of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Ya Rasulallah, that's what I can offer. In front of everybody. The moment he did that, everybody started bringing food and clothes from his house. And Nabi ﷺ was so happy, and he praised that man who started. Because he did that in public, that led other people to donate. So if you're in fundraising, for example, and you want to put your sadaqah in public so you encourage other people to donate as well, this is something good and something great. And always the Muslim should give some in secret and some in public. Some in public. My brothers and sisters, as-sadaqah, zakat also been called in Quran sadaqah. And sadaqah comes from the word sidq, which is something, it means the truth. Because it shows the true you. The donation that you give for the sake of Allah, it shows the true of you. It shows you really how much you can control your love for the money. As we talked in the previous episode about that, that person who control his lust, control his sexual lust, now we're talking about another desire in the human being, which is the love for money, the love for wealth. If you able to control this as well, which is another great fitna the person go through in this dunya, he is a hero. He is or she is a great man or a great woman, a great believer who can control this desire. Sadaqah and donation, donating for the sake of Allah, it's not something occasionally, brothers and sisters. It's not related to some members in the community and other members, they're not supposed to donate. Some people think that sadaqah only related to the rich people in the community. Do you know that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Bilal, and he's poor, he wasn't a rich man, he told Bilal, أنفق يا بلال ولا تخشى من ذي العرش إقلالا. Donate, Bilal, donate for the sake of Allah. And don't be afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you, will not give you. That's why you see even the poor members of the community used to give. Donations and giving for the sake of Allah, it's something Al-Islam encourage the people to practice. Al-Islam wants you always to be the upper hand, to be the giver before you being the taker. You be the upper hand, not the lower hand. It is sad when you look at the Muslims today, word that they always stretch their hand to beg and to ask, beg and ask other countries to donate for them, to give them, to support them financially, to give them money. And they are not self-sufficient. We should be the one who gives other. We should be the one who support other. We be the one who should always support and donate for the good causes more than any other. And alhamdulillah, there is so many countries and individual and community are very, very generous. I have to witness that. I witnessed that myself. I saw other community than our community. When they donate, they don't donate as much as we do. Walillah alhamd. But we want this to be the habit of every Muslim, that he donate for the sake of Allah. He gives for the sake of Allah. Because this is one of the clear signs of Iman, that he gives for the sake of Allah, because he believes that this money belongs to Allah. This wealth belongs to Allah. And the one who gives me, he ordered me to give also and to share what I have with others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reimburse me. Allah will pay me back whatever I spend for his cause. That's why the ulama said that when you don't give for the sake of Allah, it means that you don't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay you back. as if you don't have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord. March, run to seek and to achieve the forgiveness of your Lord and for a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for al-muttaqeen, the pious one. Those who spend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause, who spend in Allah's cause, in the time of prosperity, the time of ease, and the time of adversity. When it's hard, when there is no much money you have, you give in both situations. Not only when you're on a good economy, mashallah, I have a lot of money, I have a lot of income, the return tax came back, and I got extra income this month, then I can think about donation. No, in all times they give. In ease time and when it's hard to give. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears. In each ear, there is 700 grains. 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah give and multiply that more and more. Yani $1 you spend. $1 you spend for the sake of Allah, for instance, Allah multiply this to 700 and even more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply as much as He want for people. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us when a person donate even as much as a date, Allah will take it from him and will make it grow until it will be like a mountain. The weight of it will be like a mountain in his skill in the day of judgment. Now we'll take a break and we'll come back soon, inshallah.
As everyone knows, today Arabic is considered as very important, very significant language. How can we produce the sound, the state of voicing, place of articulation, and manner of articulation? So in Arabic, the words which are written are pronounced.
We will learn how to write and pronounce Arabic letters correctly in depth. Explanation via board and presentation with many other important factors.
We have today more than 300 million people speak Arabic language. Not only in the Middle East, but you can find a lot of people speak Arabic language in Asia, Europe, North America, and in South America.
What are you waiting for? Grab your notebook and pencil and stay tuned for Learn Arabic at Hoda TV.
Welcome back to continue our discussion about those who gives for the sake of Allah and gives to the extent their left hand will not know what their right hand is giving. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man tasaddaqa bi'idli tamra min kasbin halal." Whoever will donate for the sake of Allah, even as much as a date, a single date, but he earned that from halal, from lawful sources, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it with his right hand, will accept that good deeds from him, and he will take it and he will increase it. He will increase it. يَتَقَبَّلُهَا اللَّهُ بِيَمِينِهِ وَيُرَبِّيهَا لَهُ. He will increase it and make it bigger and bigger and multiply it and plus it until it will become like a mountain. As if he donate a mountain, or as if he donate an amount of gold equal to the weight of a mountain. And imagine the amount of gold, for example, or money that you donate in the beginning was as much as the weight of a date. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn it to be like as much as the weight of a mountain, as if you donate that much of money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith reported by al-Bukhari wa Muslim. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that doing good to others, helping them financially, giving them giving them what they need, supporting them, what we call it, sana'i' al-ma'ruf, doing good to others, that will prevent you from any terrible death. Taqi masari' as-su. May Allah protect all of us to die in an accident, car accident, or somebody drawn in the water, or airplane crash, or something like terrible like that, or with a very bad end, like in a, not in a proper places, or with a very bad death. Donations will protect the person from such destiny. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayyuma Muslim kasa Musliman thawban min uri." كَسَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ خُضُرِ الْجَنَّةِ. Any Muslim will give another Muslim clothes to cover him so he can wear it, because he can't find anything to wear. That Muslim, he or she, couldn't find anything to wear, and another Muslim donate clothes for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person in the Day of Judgment in Jannah clothes from the paradise. From the paradise. وَأَيُّمَا مُسْلِمْ أَطْعَمَ مُسْلِمًا مِنْ جُوعٍ أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ثِمَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. And any Muslim will feed another Muslim food, and that Muslim hungry, you feed a hungry Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed you from the fruits of Jannah. وَأَيُّمَا مُسْلِمْ سَقَى مُسْلِمًا سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الرَّحِيقِ الْمَخْتُومِ. رواه الإمام أحمد. And any Muslim will give water to another Muslim and give him water so he can drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person who gave the water to his brother a water from al-Rahiq al-Makhtum, the nectar seal, in Jannah, reported by Imam Ahmad. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the best deeds, afdalul a'mal, sururan tudkhiluhu ala akhik al-Muslim, that you make your brother or your sister happy. تقضي عنه دينا, to pay his debt off. أو تطعمه خبزا, or you feed him, you bring bread for him so he can eat. This hadith reported by Ibn Abi Dunya, and it is Hassan, and also reported by Al-Bayhaqi and narrated by Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, الساعي على الأرملة والمسكين. الساعي على الأرملة والمسكين. The one who support and look after the orphan and the poor people. كالمجاهد في سبيل الله أو كقائم الليل والنهار. Like the one who spend all the night praying and all the day fasting. All the days fasting. He's like a person who is مجاهد في سبيل الله. The one who struggle in the for the sake of Allah in the battle with the Muslim army. He's equal to that person just by looking after the orphaned members in our community or in his community. The Prophet ﷺ told his companions once about a man was traveling in the desert, and he saw a cloud full of rain, and he was expecting the rain. You know, when you're in the desert, you're looking for water. Then, all of a sudden, he heard a voice. And that voice saying to the rain, don't rain here. Don't rain in this spot. Move to so-and-so person's garden. The man said, oh, and he was shocked that you hear somebody saying, ordering the cloud to move to somebody's garden and to rain over there. He said, I start following the cloud until I reach a garden, like a farm on the spot. I found a garden and I found a person there. And I approached him and said, what's your name? He said, my name, so-and-so. Exactly the same name I heard in the sky. And I told him, I ask you by Allah, what do you do with your garden? He said, what do you mean? He said, I heard your name been mentioned in the sky, and the cloud been ordered to go to your garden, and the rain goes to your garden. Then he said, if this is the case, I'll tell you. Whatever fruit I collect from this garden, I divide these fruits 3/3. The first third go to the poor member in our community. The second third for me and my family. And the third part, I sell it, and I use this money to to fix my garden. So I'll keep my garden in a good shape. He donated third of his income for the sake of Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this rain to his garden. And this hadith is an authentic hadith reported by Imam Muslim, rahimahullahu ta'ala. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, feed the hunger, give food to people, at'imu at'am, spread salam, afshu salam, spread salam among people. Then you will enter Jannah with peace. تدخل الجنة بسلام. Reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ibn Hibban also reported, he said, in Jannah there is rooms, and these rooms are so beautiful. There is rivers run beneath these rooms. These rooms made for those who will give the poor people food, who will feed the hunger, the hungry people. It's not only in Ramadan that we serve and give people food. It should be something we're practicing during the year. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, start with the one you are responsible of. Ibda' biman ta'ul. You should provide for your family members before you provide to anybody else. For your relatives, before you give somebody else. For your neighbors, before you go farther. For your friends, before you think about somebody far away. To the poor people in your community. To the poor people in your country. Before you go farther. Ibda' biman ta'ul, al-aqrab fal-aqrab. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always the upper hand better than the lower hand. The giver better than the taker. And this hadith reported by Imam Muslim, rahimahullahu ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, it's not about how much you donate. It's about the feeling. It's about that feeling that you have that you give. Even if you give a little bit. Even if you give a little bit. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, سَبَقَ دِرْهَمْ أَلْفُ دِرْهَمْ. One dirham might be better than 1,000 dirham. How's that? The person who has one dirham, he donated while he's sincere. But the person who donated 1,000, he wasn't sincere. That's one way to understand it. Another way to understand this hadith also, that the person who donated one dirham, he might only have 2 dirham or 3 dirhams. So he donated half of his money, or third of his money, or fourth of his money. But the one who donated 1,000 dirham, he has millions. So 1,000 means nothing for him. It's not about how much you donate. It's about the feeling that you feel that you need to give, that you have to give. My brother and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Those who give for the sake of Allah in the day and in the night, in secret, in public. So it's something daily. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day Allah sent 2 angels to the earth. The first one will say, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Every day. Kulla yawm. O Allah, give those who spend for the sake of you a replacement. وَيَقُولُ الْآخَرُ. The other one would say, وَأَعْطِ مُمْسِكًا تَلَفًا. And those who do not donate will hold their hand tight. They will not give for the sake of Allah. O Allah, destroy their wealth. An angel making dua against you. You don't want to be among those people who angel will make dua against them in the morning. Brothers and sisters, this is not only once a month. It's every day. That's why the narrator of this hadith, Rawi al-Hadith, said, when I heard this hadith, I used to donate every day something. Sometimes a cookie, an onion, give to my neighbors, a sandwich. Just give anything for the sake of Allah. a little bit, but make it something consistent. There are so many ahadith in the Prophet ﷺ sunnah showing us the importance of giving for the sake of Allah and showing the virtues of donation. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah." One of the ways to heal the sick one that you have, or if you have anybody who's sick and you want to heal him, one of the ways to do that is to donate for the sake of Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal that person because of your donation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, if the woman is spent for the sake of Allah from her husband's money without harming her husband, without causing any problem to her husband's income or to the budget of the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give her a reward similar to her husband. Because some sister said, "Shaykh, I don't have any income. I don't earn any money. So if I use my husband's money, will I be rewarded for that?" Yes, you will be rewarded for that. And what the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith reported by al-Bukhari wa Muslim, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. You know, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, "Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana." Who is he that will lend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a goodly loan? I always thought about this. Why Allah called this loan? When you give somebody loan, it means he will pay you back. Whenever you give sadaqah, it's like a loan. You give it to Allah, and no doubt Allah will pay you back. Allah will pay you back, and guess what? Not the same amount you give. It's way more than what you give. With this, I will leave you with these thoughts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who donate for the sake of Allah, especially when we see around us so many people who are poor, who needs our help, who needs our kindness, our support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Bum 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 b